for me, it was a surprise. You know, it's a step in the right direction. I was just a few weeks after I joined the company. So, you know, it's kind of, oh my God, I joined this team in the right moment at the right time.
This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, and this episode is brought to you by the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance, as well as Banjo Liquid Handling Products, proud supporters of the 2021 Producer-Led Innovation Challenge, and you can learn more at agrinovisindiana.com/challenge. I'm very excited to have as my guest this week, Claudia Inari. Claudia is the Chief Product Officer at Inari, West Lafayette, based in Boston, but with a major operation here in Indiana. Claudia, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background, how you got to Inari, and it truly is an exciting story, the company, an exciting story, how it got here and where it's going. But how about you personally? What's been your career path?
Oh, it's a long story, Gary. But I started my career several years ago, a little bit further south from Indiana. I'm originally from Argentina. So I got my education in Argentina. I started my career as a soybean breeder down there. From the early ages, I joined Asgrow originally and working on the soybean breeding program there. So a long time, you know, working, developing soybean varieties and bring those to the market. Later on in my career, I joined Monsanto in my home country, always as a soybean breeder, and got the opportunity to move across continents and come into the United States back in 2004. So I have been living in Missouri since then, you know, holding different roles in the company that I used to work. And probably less than 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I was, you know, presented with the opportunity to join Inari. Was in a very interesting moment in my career personally. You know, I had a long history about developing crops and developing products. My latest year in the Monsanto, then Bayer organization, were in the regulatory space. So basically, you know, I was presented with the opportunity to really bring all the pieces together. Mm-hmm. And that for me was very tempting, yeah. Reality. Yeah. You know, so was the right time, was the right situation. So I joined Inari back in March. So really, I have been working for the company for the last 4.5 months now as the chief product officer, and physically moved with my family to Indiana just 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Talk about the company Inari and what it does. It's really is an exciting company. But talk about the business, what goes on there, and again, what really attracted you to your role there.
Basically, if I need to choose a couple of key things that attract me to Inari, I was going to say that innovation, you know, is one of them, and the other is agility. When I mentioned by innovation is that Inari is in a unique position, you know, because it has a combination of great talent, you know, in order to develop products and technology that will going to help us to solve the future, the current and future problems of farming, you know, by focusing in sustainable solutions that will going to enable the community and the world, you know, to feed the population by maintaining or renewing the earth. And in order to do that, you have to be extremely innovative. Basically, you know, the solutions or the way that we have been approaching during the last 30, 50 years, you know, to solve agronomical problems, it was great, but we need to turn the page into what is next. And technology is quite exciting in that space. But it's not only the innovation, you can have the better ideas, but it's very difficult sometimes to put those ideas to work and or to get to market with those ideas. So you need a good deal of agility. You need a good deal of speed. And I think that the size, the culture, and the framework that we have here in Inari is what will gonna enable us to do that, not only using the best technology, but doing that in an agile world, you know, that it's changing constantly. We know that in our everyday lives, you know, it's not only about agriculture, everything changed really. The only thing that will never stop is change. So right. You better embrace it and you better run with it.
Yeah. What's it been like you're coming to this new opportunity in a company, you know, smaller in nature, more entrepreneurial, maybe after working at big corporate giants like Monsanto? Is a different kind of vibe?
It's a very different kind of vibe. You know, when you work in the large corporate America, you have, you know, your scope, you have your, you know, your framework. Is those are the things that big companies do. You know, the entrepreneurial spirit and the agility and innovation that you see in the smaller companies enable us to really explore much more in depth, you know, every single, you know, path. You know, when I'm thinking in future of agriculture and renewing the earth and sustainable product, and that leads me to how do I improve the use of resources? And those are complex problems that may need to have different levels of solutions. It's not just one single thing. We're going to knock out all the problems and help us. So the agility and the spirit and the culture that we have in the entrepreneurial stage is quite suitable for doing that. You can see that even when you open the newspaper, you know, the amount of new startups that there are out there, not only in agriculture, across the world, in all the topics, is talking about a significant shift in direction.
You know, there's been no shortage of exciting announcements from Inari in 2021, unicorn status after a massive $200 million plus fundraise. What does this type of investment allow you and your team to do in the way of innovation and I guess maybe product expansion too?
It's just keep growing, Gary. You know, I think that Inari, it's a 5-year-old company. You know, it started, as you mentioned, in Massachusetts, you know, as a science focused type of group of people, you know, in order to develop technology. But now we are at the point where we need to translate those science ideas or those original ideas into products. So this ability or this funding round will gonna enable us to keep growing, to keep focusing in connecting dreams with reality. You know, mm-hmm. when we said, okay, it's a unicorn company, to me is this quote unquote fantasy world, you know, that right. we're going from, you know, it's fantasy into, okay, let's hit the ground and keep running and get something that really, you know, is tangible. And I think that this is the moment, you know, that we are driving into this direction.
Well, in addition to the fundraising news, you've also announced a number of strategic partnerships, companies like Mertek and Bex, obviously a homegrown Indiana company as well. Talk about what's happening by the way of collaboration and why those kinds of partnerships are important to the work that you're doing.
You know, I think that several ways to answer that question, Gary, but the one that I was going to choose first is it takes a village. You know, at the end of the day, we need to be sure that we are partnering with the right people at the right time in order to provide the right products. We have our efforts, you know, developing the technology. Local companies or other companies, like you mentioned, you know, Bex, Mertek, you know, they have also materials. you know, by partnering and working together, enable us to expand our footprint as well as their footprint. So I think that it's those type of win-win situations that we are all embark on. It's about relationships.
Yeah. Inari is a Massachusetts-based company, but, and I think this is one of the great stories in terms of the ag bioscience sector in Indiana, the company opening a major facility, an expanded greenhouse space at Purdue in the Purdue Research Park in West Lafayette. Talk about the move to put operations here, to expand those operations, what the Midwest and specifically Indiana mean to the company's future.
Means a lot. You know, as I said earlier on, you know, this is a young company that is evolving or started their our evolution, you know, from being a science company and being a product company, you know, being rooted in the Midwest. It's, you know, it's critically important. We are nearby, close by our customers, our farmers, you know, the seed companies that we work with. You know, it's a touch of reality to me, you know, being part of this particular Indiana, you know, where you can, you know, you can find, you know, real time what's going on. You just open the door and you see how the crops are looking. You know, you just drive around or go to the grocery store and you understand what the mood of the farming community is. You know, it's a great representation. As you mentioned, we are expanding our greenhouse space here in the Purdue Research Park. We are increasing the number of employees that we are getting there, getting here. So really, you know, it's becoming a center of development, you know, for us as a company. And it's a critical one. Today, our operations here in Indiana are even larger than our operations in Boston. Telling us, you know, what is the direction that we are going as a company and how we are seriously thinking and investing in developing solutions.
Yeah, I've got to believe that being literally in the shadow of, you know, one of the world's great ag institutions, Purdue University, that's got to be, you know, another huge plus.
Yeah, as we were talking, you know, when you are growing as a company, you need many, many, many things. One of the key ones are talents. You know, without people, you don't do nothing. And you know, being nearby a large university, very well renowned, you know, very, very strong in agriculture, being nearby local developed companies. If you look across the board, you know, Indiana hosts, you know, many other agricultural business and companies that there are grown and root here in Indiana, as well as even large companies have their representation around. So really, you don't need to drive very far in order to see what how important, you know, Indiana is for the U.S. agriculture and for the world agriculture. I think that even if we are focusing currently in U.S., that at the end of the day, you know, we are a global world right now. So whatever we do here in the U.S., we're going to have impacts globally, and we need to think globally. Act locally, but think globally.
Yeah, yeah. Innovators like Inari really do strive to make the life of a farmer easier, also sustaining and taking care of natural resources. What do you see coming down the pike, coming down the road for gene editing and the Inari team?
To me, you know, it's about how do we efficiently use the resources that we have available for our crops. So we were going to talk a lot, or you're going to hear a lot, to talk about resource use efficiency, nitrogen, water, others. I think that another way to think about that is about, you know, complex problems requires complex solutions. So really, you know, the gene editing technology enable us, and the proprietary technology that we have developing in Inari enable us to combine multiple characteristics in one and developing those complex solutions for complex problems. I always said that 20, 30 years ago, you know, we were able to solve the problem by changing one characteristic at a time, one gene at a time. Those were great days, and I, you know, but those probably are not enough today. So really, you know, the technology of gene editing and the approach that we are taking at Inari, you know, in order to look for combined solutions. We are talking about seeding the change and seeding, designing the seed in order to provide this type of, you know, multi-layer solutions to the problems is what's gonna be unlocking, you know, the full potential of the seed and the full potential of Inari as a company too.
Very good. Claudia Nari is the Chief Product Officer at Inari, a Massachusetts-based company with a major presence, a growing presence at the Purdue Research Park in West Lafayette. Claudia, great catching up with you. We're glad you're here in Indiana. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me again, and looking forward for our next interactions, Gary.
And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. Find more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space. Just visit the news page at agrinovusindiana.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.